brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm really proud of the Pentagon video coverage that we've given the listeners of this radio show in the country and the world at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The most up-to-date information, cracking the code, exposing the entire PSYOP for what it is. You will learn the details at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll recap it and get Professor Jim Fetzer's take on it coming up in the next segment. We'll continue with open phones throughout the show. I have some other news I'll be getting into as well. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Tony. Tony, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Arkansas, Alex, and honored to speak with you.
Well, I'm honored to speak with you. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. After the president's speech going back to Mexico that he made the other night, we have a local radio station out of Little Rock that reaches a lot of people throughout all of central Arkansas, and they followed up. It's a conservative, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or Bill O'Reilly all run on their network. But they do also a local talk show host there. So they did a follow-up segment with a call-in portion for about 2 hours after the president's speech. And about 90% of the calls, and remember, this is a conservative, you know, clear channel type of station.
They didn't buy it.
They didn't buy it, and neither did the host. What was funny was the host was saying it's like putting lipstick on a pig. They were all furious.
He's just going to put a few thousand troops down there, 6,000 rotating around, no law enforcement power to do nothing, and the Mexican government's going to sue them on top of it for having troops on our own border, and then Bush is merging that with his total blanket amnesty plan that he deceptively calls a guest worker program.
Amen. And what was amazing was to get to see these other radio hosts getting that finally, and the callers were furious. I was able to get through, and at the tail end, I mean, he let me go for a while, and I was able to get through, and I mentioned InfoWars right at the tail end, and because it was live, I guess I know you're always on a feed or something, but they didn't edit it, so I was able to plug InfoWars there. But two callers that called behind me were agreeing, and I guess what my main point was, and nobody out of all the 90% that were against it mentioned this, Bush had put in the 17-minute speech that he wants to use the biometric chips to start chipping these individuals with the retina scans and other things, and thank God.
That's right, and that's really part of the national ID card. The exact same system he wants for some of the illegals that choose to get registered is already being put in through the Real ID Act passed last year.
Absolutely.
The thing he claims for illegals is what they're already doing to citizens.
Absolutely, and so these people were calling in saying, and these are vast majority of them conservative, a lot of them probably even Christian, and they're so dumbed down. They were saying, yeah, I think this is a good idea. And the host at least contradicted him, and I jumped on it.
Well, that's how Lamar Smith got legislation passed for biometrics and for state funding. He's a federal congressman, was claiming it would be to thumb scan the illegals, and then it was in the front page of the Statesman like 5 years ago that illegals are exempt from that.
Well, the host was at least good to contradict. He said, what are we going to do? We're going to get them at the border? He said, you're going to start handing these out? And so people have to just wake up and realize.
No, the illegals are above the law. It's admitted. The cops don't even hold them.
Right. But thank you, Alex, for what you do and keeping that at the forefront and about the chipping and the mic. Because really what they're talking, when they say it's for the illegals, they really mean it's
Fox
for us.
Fox News yesterday
it's
said we should chip the illegals. Two Latin American presidents are saying they want to chip their populations. The Mexican Attorney General made his employees take chips. This is happening, people. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to another caller, Chris in Kentucky. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Thank you very much for the call. I went to a demonstration. We had a primary, and they were protesting in front of a congresswoman's, Ann Northrup's her name, and they were protesting a lot of things, and they were talking about New World Order, Larry Silverstein, about Building 7. And I approached some of these protesters and said, you must listen to Alex Jones. And I says, no, we don't. But they were talking about and explain who you are. But there are people out there that don't even listen to this show.
Well, that's even more encouraging. No, it's what's wonderful.
So I'm going to keep going with this, and I also told a reporter who was just leaving there, Infowars.com, the information to get real with your reporting. And I wasn't mean to her, but I'm just angry what's happening in this country. Infowars.com, and I told the cameraman, too.
What protest were you at?
I was at a congresswoman's, this is a third district primary election coming up in November, and she is, they were protesting in front of her house about this Iraq war and a lot of other things, too.
Amazing. But anything else?
I just want to say...
Stay there.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I don't even have words to describe this out of the Associated Press. Mexico threatens suit over guard patrols. Now, they've got heavily armed paramilitary troops all over both their northern and southern border, searching everyone, pointing machine guns at people, shooting at our troops, our police, kidnapping people, coming up and putting guns to sheriffs' heads, stealing drugs back that sheriffs have seized. I mean, this is all on record. This is all part of the record. This is all happening. This is all going on. And then they've got the nerve to say that our namby-pamby president and his smoke and mirrors, 6,000 troops and 2,000 troop rotations, so it's really 2,000 at any one time, on the border, to just be there to, when they see illegal aliens, call the Border Patrol. The Border Patrol already can't respond to about 10% of the calls they get. The illegal aliens are on the streets of America. You want to go bust illegal aliens, send the police out to do it. But we have 800-plus sanctuary cities that refuse to arrest them. And we have Vicente Fox come to Austin, Texas, and give awards to the police chief, Stan Nee, for not following the law. He actually has press conferences with our police chief, thanking him for being a crook. And yes, he's a crook. In fact, I'm about to go back to your calls, and we've got Professor Fetzer coming up here in a few minutes. But before I do that, I want to explain something. I was talking to some of my friends last night, and one of them talked about how he had the light out on one of the two lights out on his license plate. And we were talking about this because suddenly last night driving around in my car, one of the headlights quit working. And I thought, boy, you know, they pull me over. I've got to get home, you know. I turned my floodlights on. There was plenty of light. And so they started telling these stories. They told the story of this, both people in my car told similar stories. State police pull you over, and they come over, and they say, we want to search the car. And you say, no, it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And then a supervisor comes with the state police and says, presumption of innocence, you know, that's the Fourth Amendment, and you don't have that until you're in a criminal trial. Well, that's not even what the Fourth Amendment is. The Fourth Amendment is against unreasonable search and seizure, and it specifically says they have to have a thing that they're supposedly after, and that it would be an eyewitness of something they believe to be illegal. But the state police officer said, no, we don't need warrants. The Fourth Amendment doesn't say that we even need probable cause. We're going to search. Do police realize that when they do that, they're committing a crime much bigger than, you know, even mugging somebody, in my opinion? The Founding Fathers said that. I mean, it is a serious, serious crime against America, a crime against all our freedoms, a crime against the troops that have supposedly fought and died for our liberties. I know the Bill of Rights. I've interviewed dozens and dozens of constitutional scholars. I've read the Federalist Papers. Okay, I've read the debates. I know what the Fourth Amendment is. I know what the court proceedings and the precedents are. And I am sick and tired. Two of my friends told me the exact same type stories where they say, we don't need warrants. Fourth Amendment doesn't mean that we have to have probable cause. I mean, it's crazy. Just because the state police manuals, or just because your, quote, policies, and I've had state police officers give me their policy papers, tell you you're allowed to search without warrants for no reason. I mean, they'll pull cars over at a random checkpoint and search them. The state police said a few years ago, as long as it's random, it's okay. No, that's even worse. Just because you say it's not against the law, just because you say you're above the law, just because you say your bosses told you it's okay, doesn't make it okay. Do you understand that? Do you understand the federal courts and Congress have stated George Bush's warrantless spying is illegal? And George Bush says he doesn't need a warrant anymore. And then there's this whole argument about how this is being done for our safety. There's this whole argument about how this is good for us, and you're doing this to keep us safe. Well, gee, 50-something years ago, when we had about one-tenth the police per capita we do now, all of our statistics were we were a lot safer society. The government ships the drugs in, and then you'll raid somebody's house looking for drugs your boss has shipped in. And I don't want to hear you roll your eyes. I don't want to see you roll your eyes. You know it's true, police. It's well known. I don't want you to pull me over and say, I need to search your car, as one said. And I said, it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Why are you doing this? Oh, well, we're in a post-9/11 world. Yeah, our border is totally wide open. And you won't even search the illegal aliens, and Bush calls the Minutemen vigilantes, but they have state manuals federally written where gun owners, people wearing Levi's, homeschoolers, those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, land rights activists are listed as terrorists. No, when you act like that, when you violate my rights on the side of the highway like a Nazi stormtrooper in Nazi Germany, you're killing America, and you're a crook. You're a dirty, filthy, stinking crook. And I want you to know I'm mad at you. And I want you to know I'm sick of you. And I want you to know I'm tired of what you've become and what you've done, taking a once proud profession and making it despicable. Police were loved in this country just 30 years ago. Now people fear you. Now they get a frog in their throat when they see you. They get an adrenaline rush. We're not supposed to live in fear of the government. You're supposed to be afraid of us in a free society. You got a bunch of drug-dealing, white-slave-running, bid-rigging, war-profiteering crooks running this country. And so they've trained you to be a bunch of attack dogs who defend the state and the system. That's not America. You're defending the parasitic system, and you're flushing your children's future down the toilet. I mean, cops get off. I have a lot of police that are my friends. A lot of them aren't like this. But a lot of you, I know you have quotas. You get promoted if you give a bunch of tickets. And there are real people out there you need to stop, and reckless drivers and the rest of it. But you guys get off on swaggering over. You act like we're bad because we don't want you searching our cars. You act like we're bad because we don't want to go along with your tyranny. You are literally raping America right in front of us when you do that. You make us sick. You're crooks. Let me tell you something. It was normal in 1933 Germany to have the troops and the police on the train searching everybody, checking, searching bags, doing that here today. I go through LAX, leaving LA. They make me take my shoes off. They make fun of me, say my feet stink, laugh at me. I mean, that isn't freedom. Okay? That isn't freedom. All right, I'm going to go to your calls. Very early in this interview, he's here now, got him a little bit late on with us. We're going to go back to you, Chris, and Jamie, and James, and Adele, and Wes, and everybody. I'm going to get to you. Professor Fetzer is going to be at my big 9/11 conference, the 24th and 25th of June. He's also going to be speaking at another conference. I'm going to be at a huge 9/11 conference they're going to have in Chicago, the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, right there by the nice hotel by the airport. And he'll tell you how to get tickets to that as well. He's the chairman of the, he's the head, the founder of the 9/11 Scholars for Truth, a very effective group. Professor, good to have you on with us.
Oh, Alex, it's a great pleasure. Glad to be back. And I'd be very proud if you were to identify that LA outfit as in collaboration with Scholars for 9/11 Truth, Alex. We're 100% behind you, and so many of our members are going to be speaking. It would help to accent the scholarly aspect of your conference, and I'd be very glad.
Well, we call it an American Scholar Symposium.
I know.
I've just been so busy with finishing this film that I haven't been coordinating a lot with you guys. I plan to, but the tickets are going like hotcakes, so it doesn't look like it's going to take much promotion.
Alex, you're doing a great job, I just want to say, and I'm very proud of working with you.
Well, thank you, sir. Professor Fetzer, I want to get into 9/11, the new Pentagon footage, the rest of it,
and
take some calls. But before we do that, you heard my rant about state police and cops. They freak out when you say, I want you to follow the Constitution. We're trying to get them to not commit a crime. Just because the state police say they don't need warrants anymore isn't true.
That's absolutely right. It isn't true. And I thought they were supposed to be upholding the Constitution and enforcing the law, not violating it.
Well, it shows this long drift towards what we're facing. You know, you're not just an expert on 9/11. You're an expert on JFK, the murder of Senator Wellstone. But getting into the new Pentagon footage, my take is, whether something hit it or not, I don't get into that. I never have. I've seen it as a honeypot because I've noticed the media always wants to focus on the Pentagon, nothing else, not all the ironclad smoking guns that prove it's an inside job. And then I had Judicial Watch on last hour. They agreed that this is a honeypot and that new footage is going to be released, that it's going to be crisp and clear whether it's real or not. What do you think of that, Professor Fetzer?
Well, the whole thing's a charade, Alex. I mean, this appears to be a recycling in a dynamic version of the five frames that have been released before, which had the wrong dates and times stamped on them. I think the Pentagon let them out in a fashion that it could disavow if anyone found significant evidence contradicting the official account. This new claimed footage adds absolutely nothing to the documentary or photographic record.
Well, it's meant to supercharge the debate and make the Pentagon be the only focus, Professor. Then when they bring out even better video, they'll claim they've defeated our movement.
Well, I think that's right, that they're trying to set up a straw man, but if you actually look at what they have, the image is too blurry to be clearly identified, but it's obviously too small to be a Boeing 757. It looks much more the size of a fighter aircraft, possibly an A-3 Sky Warrior. In fact, if you study the silhouette, it's very similar to an A-3 Sky Warrior, and there appears to be a plume of smoke emerging beneath it, indicative of a missile being fired into the building. So that I think that what we have here is an attempt for propagandistic purposes being released now because Bush is so far down in the polls. They want to take a hit of the 9/11 truth movement, as you suggest, and also to justify, even on fabricated grounds, this surveillance of every phone call in the United States.
It's a clear psyop, and we have a video replication of what it would really look like if we had a large commercial jet airliner on PrisonPlanet.com hitting right now. When we get back, I want to talk about some other facets of 9/11 and where you think this is all going. We'll also talk about the Chicago conference that's coming up.
Yep.
And we'll give out some websites where folks can get tickets to that. I will be speaking at that Chicago event as well if you can't make it out to the Los Angeles event. Professor Jim Fetzer on the other side. They're coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll start taking your calls. Be patient. We'll get to your callers. I'm Alex Jones. This is Genesis Communications.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never settled disputes, but always makes them worse? Our own ambassador to the United Nations in 1982 admitted such. Did you know that the United Nations ignores communist atrocities, but always targets non-communist nations and their leaders for overthrow? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. Then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem: yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes this debris so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
When we do take calls in the next segment of He Holds, I'll go to Frankie in Texas first. I'm told he disagrees with us about Al-Qaeda, I guess being Al-CIA. Professor Fetzer, getting back to the new Pentagon frames, more of the same, very similar to the two.
Yeah.
The two new little video clips have been released, are very similar to the one released 4 years ago, I really have always seen the Pentagon as a distraction, as a diversion. I was very concerned to see the media mainly only focused on that instead of all the other things that when you look at it in total, I'm not criticizing those that cover the Pentagon. I've had them all on here. What I'm saying is I think you should look at the full spectrum of the data and the history. And when you do that, there's not a question of who did this, is there?
Well, that's completely correct, Alex. But I think the Pentagon is a very powerful case because if a Boeing 757 had actually hit the building, there would have been massive debris in extensive quantities. You would have had the wings, you would have had the seats, the luggage, the bodies all over the place, the tail structurally one of the strongest parts of an aircraft. And none of that is there, Alex. In fact, if you go to st911.org and go on our resources page and scroll down about three quarters, you'll see the original hit point. You're going to be startled if you haven't seen this before, because it's on the ground floor.
This is 16-foot hole.
Yeah, it's only about 10 feet high and 15, 16 feet wide. There are unbroken windows. There's fence there. There are a couple automobiles. What there is not is any massive debris from the aircraft, no wings, no seats, no bodies, no luggage, no tail, not even the engines, Alex. And, in fact, you see, I've had pilots tell me that that plane, which is supposed to come in almost horizontally to hit that ground floor building, you see, the engines would have had to be plowing up furrows in the lawn. Plus, they tell me that it's not even aerodynamically possible for a jet liner to fly 350 or 400 miles an hour at that altitude, that there is a necessity to have all this cushion of air beneath the aircraft, and it wouldn't even have been physically possible. But when you look at this as a potential cause of the effect, they don't add up. The cause being a Boeing 757 flying horizontally in relation to the lack of debris and all that is incompatible, doesn't compute. If you assume instead the plane came down at an angle, then and hit that first floor place, and you're looking for a massive crater such as we typically find in other air crashes around the world.
Well, they also hauled away some bigger pieces of debris, but they put it under blue tarps and wouldn't let anybody see it.
You're right, Alex, and I think that's because it would have revealed the deceit and deception involved here. I mean, the lawn, which is green and smooth, it looks like a putting surface. You expect Tiger Woods to show up and start practicing.
Then they came in and put sand over it within hours.
It's bizarre, Alex, that they started to dig it up, because now if you went by there and you saw where it had been all dug up and redone, you'd say, oh, that must be where the plane plowed into the ground. But in fact, the perfectly smooth green lawn, which is unblemished, is the smoking gun at the Pentagon. I think it's become so controversial because it's such a blatant example of falsehood in the government account that the propagandists have been trying to do their best.
Was this the propagandists living in a 1963 era where no one could really question them and they had control of the media? Is that why they slipped up and did this so blatantly?
Well, I do think they've been emboldened. I mean, if you can take out the President of the United States in broad daylight in a major American city in front of hundreds of witnesses, steal the body, to remove bullets from the body, alter the X-ray, substitute another person's brain, recreate a whole movie of assassination, get away with it for 40 years, you certainly begin to be encouraged that you can pull off almost anything, that the American people are so gullible, they'll swallow whatever you want to dish out. I think this administration has taken it to new heights of absurdity, where anyone, for example, today, who listens to the propaganda spin that you're getting get from the Fox Channel, for example, and the government about this laying conspiracy theories to rest, and then looks at the actual footage and sees it's all a blur, that it's too small to be a 757, that it looks like it could be a small fighter aircraft, realizes this is all spin, all propaganda, all lies coming from the usual sources.
No, I agree with you. I mean, you know, you asked me if I've seen photos from the Pentagon. Of course I have. I mean, day one I was covering 9/11, and I'm fully aware of how suspicious the Pentagon is. I mean, the big thing is shooting through three rings completely of the Pentagon and leaving a perfect blast hole on the other end. I mean, only a bunker-busting missile has that type of penetration. I mean, we're talking about, what, over 10 feet of steel-reinforced concrete, plus all the other things, all the other walls, you know, hundreds of walls in between those three rings, hundreds of conventional walls, six layers of concrete and steel, and then, I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
Well, it's ridiculous, and, you know, somebody apparently didn't get the word, because that's perfectly symmetrical. The plane's supposed to come in at an angle, and whatever made that hole, if it had been any remnant of the plane, even an engine, it wouldn't have been symmetrical. It would have had to be irregularly shaped. But here's what's also important, Alex. There are photographs of that blowout there that say punch out. The words are spray painted. Somebody didn't get the word. They were supposed to erase that, Alex. That was taken out by explosives.
Stay there, Professor Fesser. We're going to come back, talk some more about 9/11, take some calls.
You got it.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And if you go up to InfoWars.com, we don't just have links to the late June conference in L.A. We have links over to the conference being put on by these great folks in Chicago. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, back from 9 to midnight. It's the GCN Radio Network. Professor Jim Fetzer is our guest. Jim is going to be one of the key speakers. In fact, he is going to be the first speaker on Saturday morning on the 24th of June, 2006, coming up next month in Los Angeles. We're going to have a press conference at about 10:30 in the morning while we're letting everybody in at 11. We're going to start my new film, Terror Storm. It's about an hour and a half long, my best work yet. It's incredible. Wait till you see it. We cover 9/11 a little, but we just get into the whole history of terror, the London bombing, the USS Liberty, all of it. It's such an incredible film. And then on top of it, after we show that, we'll have a question and answer. Then we'll go to Professor Fetzer. He'll have a question and answer. And we have Stephen Jones speaking that first day and many others. There's going to be some surprise guests that I'm not going to tell you about till it happens. So you'll definitely want to be there. Get your tickets at InfoWars.com. You can link through to the AmericanScholarSymposium.org and get them from Tix.com, a big mainstream official ticketing service. Or if you want a ticket mailed to you instead of your e-ticket emailed to you when you purchase it there, you can simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. But Professor Fetzer, I'm going to be at the Chicago conference And that's going to have a lot of other great, exciting speakers, yourself, Stephen Jones, many others, Jim Mars. I mean, it's a huge conference, so many speakers. I'm going to be a keynote speaker. I'm really looking forward to being there, meeting you in person. I feel like I know you all these years interviewing you. How do folks get tickets to the event coming up on June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th?
Well, if they want to go to Scholars for 9/11 Truth, just go to st911.org, and there's a link there. It's boxed. It identifies the conference, 9/11, Revealing the Truth, Reclaiming Our Future. It'll be held at the Embassy Suites Hotel, Chicago O'Hare, Rosemont, Illinois, and they have a link right there, Alex. Very easy. Gives them all the information, tells them how to register, how to obtain other data on it. It's great.
Absolutely. And what is the conference, $45?
I think that's right.
And again, if we were holding it in Chicago, they're a little bit less in Chicago. We're having to charge $74. But if you get multiple tickets, they drop down to $34 because the cost of L.A. for us to get the second biggest ballroom there in the city is just astronomical. So this is all going to be done very nicely. So we hope to see you at both events. And, you know, I've never been to one of these big 9/11 events. I've been to New York, I've been at demonstrations, but I've never gone to these. I'm so busy, you know, here in the command base fighting the New World Order. But I mean, so this is going to be great. I'll be at that event, and I'll be at my own event, and Professor Fetzer will be at both. So be sure to get your tickets to both right now. Give us the web. We have a link to it on Infowars.com, but give us the Scholars for Truth website one more time.
ST911.org. S for Scholars, T for Truth, 911.org.
Has the main group, I know you guys are putting on part of it and are sponsors of it, has the other group, 911truth.org itself, do they have a toll-free number on their site to call and get tickets?
Let me look right here. I'm on the site, and I will find that. Speakers, events, lodging, contact, register. There's a form here for registration. Now,
well, I think they're going to have room at the Chicago. A lot of people have already signed up, but I don't think it'll sell out. So people might be able to just show up there and get tickets at the door, but I recommend they get them now. Professor, let's take a call from Frankie in Texas, and I'm told disagrees with something I've said, and I always let them go to the head of the line, and we'll go to all the other callers. Frankie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex Jones. Good afternoon, Mr. Fetzer.
Yes.
Before I get to my point about Al-Qaeda, or what you deem as Al-Qaeda, I'll look at the circumstances that this country finds itself under at this point in time, and if I look at it in its scope of history instead of its modern entity, it leads me to a quote. The quote is, people want only special revolutions and externals and politics and so on, but that's just tinkering. What's really called for is a revolution of the human mind.
Oh, I think you're right on there. I mean, actually, it goes back to the role of corporations. Corporations now have an extraordinary status under the law. They're even treated as persons, which is bizarre. Corporations often envision their efforts as purely to make money, profits for their stockholders, and as having no obligation to the rest of the community.
And then they get the laws written where they have special rights and are able to break the law. But sir, you said you disagree. That's why you're here at the head of the line. Let me hear it.
Well, actually, Alex, I had just woken up for a nap, and I didn't have, because when I come to you, Alex, I got to come prepared. I got to come with my game plan fully intact.
Okay, come on.
Okay, well, it's like this. I want to open up, I want to throw it out there to your audience, because I want to come back at a later date. Well, my real name is Moses. Frankie the Angel just, you know, can't inspire America.
Sir, I'm not trying to be mean, but we got to move on. Make your point.
Okay, my point is, Alex, I want to call you back where I can have the floor, where I can debate you fully on Al-Qaeda, or what you call Al-Qaeda. I'll leave you on this question, Alex. It's like this. Say they weren't like these supposed terrorists that you deem Al-Qaeda. Say that they weren't from Arab Middle Eastern descent, but if they were from Germany and had shaved heads and live in mansions, I get the feeling that I wouldn't have to debate you, Alex.
I don't know what that. I mean, this is crazy, sir. And normally, when people call in and disagree, it's incoherent babble and dribble. Will you please explain? Just spell it out, sir. Not at a later date. Spell it out now.
Obviously, Alex, I cannot do that this time. But I'll.
What are you saying about shaved heads and mansions?
No, because. Like I said, Alex, you have a conference coming up on June 24th, 25th. I'm a blue-collar kind of guy. Let me get some money together. I'm going to try to get out there to your conference.
Okay, great. Sir, please spell it out. I'm here to answer your questions. I'm here to be told I'm wrong.
Okay, Alex, my number one question is, you could run around if you want to. If they were not Arabs of Middle Eastern descent, if they were shaved heads, Arabs of Middle Eastern descent, that, as you say, lived in caves in Afghanistan that could not carry out 9/11. But if you flip it over outside the coin, and if they had shaved heads and lived in mansions and lived in Germany, number one, we wouldn't have this argument. Here's the point. I got one for you.
Now I understand what you're saying. Go ahead.
Okay, well, my next point is, okay, what about the two terrorists, okay, that were caught from Dallas going to San Antonio? They're on the way from Dallas going to San Antonio, but got arrested. What about those, Alex?
What does that mean?
What does that mean, Alex? There's two terrorists that were supposed to, two Arab terrorists that were...
You're talking about 4 years ago.
Oh, I'm talking about 4 years ago that was made.
And they grabbed
okay,
them.
Okay, Alex, okay, let's stop talking about Al-Qaeda. Let's talk about the Pinto Machine Gun Bloody Dollars right now.
What?
The Pentagon. I like to call them the Pinto Machine Gun Bloody Dollars because that's what they do. So let's talk about that. You say yourself, Alex, right now that you know that what they're doing is just kind of some, you say, smoke and mirrors releasing this video yesterday. So why are you feeding into it? Why don't you just stick to facts that were proven?
Sir,
nobody knows it.
Sir, listen, I've got your points now. Let me counter them. I appreciate your call. Number one, I guess you're implying that I'm racist because I don't believe that Arabs are smart enough or that Central Asians are smart enough to carry out attacks. Sir, I'm not saying that Arabs aren't smart enough. They're very smart. They invented modern mathematics. They invented astronomy. The birthplace of much of our civilization is in the Tigris-Euphrates region. So that's a straw man. What I'm saying is Arabs running operations from a cave, because that's where they claim bin Laden runs the operations. They say that. They're fable. And I'm going to let Fetzer comment on this in a minute. I'm sure he's got plenty of comments. What I'm saying is they couldn't make NORAD stand down. They couldn't engage in CIA insider trading. They couldn't run war game drills to have NORAD stand down that day. They couldn't call public officials from the White House and tell them not to fly that day. They couldn't have Dick Cheney in control of the operation. That's my point. They couldn't put all the bombs in the buildings, okay? That's my point about it. And we know that the supposed hijackers were government agents trained at U.S. bases and were decoys who thought they were taking part in drills. Then you just mentioned some arrest of some people. They've never charged but one of these people and then got their fake conviction of Moussaoui. That whole thing was staged. So it sounds to me, sir, like you're just very, very emotional and very, very confused. Mr. Fetzer?
Well, of course, to add on, I mean, we have experts in the society who conclude these guys couldn't possibly have piloted the planes with their meager background.
Others, yeah, nobody could. A white guy, a black guy, a purple man.
Yeah.
I mean, they couldn't even get a Cessna off the ground when they were creating their history, their ledger. They thought they were part of drills to test local airfields to see if they acted like terrorists. It would red light people. But this didn't happen. They couldn't get a Cessna off the ground. Professor?
We've had experts flying around the country and find you can't have made cell phones from those altitudes and those speeds, so all those cell phone calls appear to have been faked. We have footage, you know, that tape footage that was introduced at the trial of Zacharias Moussaoui appears to be phony, too. One astute observer wrote me to point out that it includes discussion among the passengers about how to break down the cabin door, but it was from a cockpit voice recorder, which doesn't record what goes on in the passenger compartment. Another member who's Islamic pointed out that while the terrorists are said to say, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, meaning God is great, is their last words, that's inconsistent with the religion, where the last words that a Muslim who's about to die should say, in Arabic, of course, there is but one God, Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet. The whole thing appears to have been staged. It was special effects, Alex.
Well, we know that over 2,000 feet, the cell phones didn't work then. They don't work now. That's admitted scientific fact. We also have people calling their parents and going, this is John Smith, your son. I mean, I don't call my mother and go, this is Alex Jones, Carol. This is your son. You don't call your wife and go, this is Jim Fetzer, your husband.
Yeah, that's right. You're right on, Alex. It was Mark Bingham, and the call that attributed to him was he called him and says, hi, Mom, this is Mark Bingham. She said it was his voice, but it was a very odd conversation. He said several times, for example, you believe me, don't you, Mom? You believe me, don't you, Mom? She said it wasn't conversational. She wasn't actually having an exchange of information.
Well, that's because...
It appears to have been staged. I had a woman who's blind call in on a show where I was discussing this to say, but she identified it as his voice. Could I explain that? I said, well, let me think about it. We went to a station break, and when we came back, I said, I think I've got it. They used a voice synthesizer to create the voice. We have all this sophisticated technology.
Well, let me just stop you. 10 years ago, you could buy it for like $50,000. Okay. And then last year, it went on the open market. I think it was like $8,000. It's an IBM product or several others. And, Jim, if I can record several minutes of you talking, I then get your voice print, I can then put it in the computer program and talk into a mic real time through a phone. I could call your wife, and it would fool a voice print, and it would fool your wife. So that is old technology that all of us can buy now over the counter.
Yeah, it's absolutely unbelievable. And anyone who paid attention to that trial had to realize the whole thing seemed very, very odd. I mean, they were punishing him for a crime he didn't confess to. He confessed to attack on the White House to release this sheik up in New York City and denied he had anything to do with 9/11. Yet they were claiming that he was being punished because he hadn't come forward to confess.
Well, he said he was a patsy who they'd set up, and he wanted to call people. They wouldn't let him call witnesses. The judge even said they were staging evidence and coaching witnesses.
Webster pointed out that they were punishing him for exercising his Fifth Amendment right. He didn't have any obligation to come forward and say he was participating in a crime, even though it was one where he wasn't participating.
Well, let me break something down about the last caller. And I may be wrong about him. He can call back tomorrow if that's the case. But some people I've talked to, kind of the Ward Churchills of the world, they think al-Qaeda is great. They think the attack was great. They call those that died in the towers Nazis. They're getting off on all this. They like the attacks, and they think America deserved it, and they're helping the government by thinking it really was carried out by Arabs, and they support it.
Well, my take on this guy was he was suggesting that if the country were as bad off as you were suggesting, then you and I wouldn't be able to go on talk shows and discuss it. That was what I got from him. But, Alex, I need to correct one impression. The 9/11 Truth meeting in Chicago is sponsored by 9/11truth.org and the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance. We support it, and we advertise it, and we promote it, but Scholars for 9/11 Truth are not formally sponsored.
I don't know. I've just seen your name all over.
Yeah.
What does it really matter, Professor?
I mean,
you are sponsoring it. You've got a big link to it on the top of your page.
Yeah, we do it. We do encourage it, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I'd actually talked to some of their people, and I kind of got the impression you guys were involved. It's most your speakers.
Well, Steve Jones and I, of course, who are the founders, chair, and co-chair, are both going to be there. And Kevin Ryan, who's a prominent member of our organization, is going to be there, too. He was the one for Underwriters Laboratory who wrote a letter to NIST explaining how the Underwriters Laboratory had certified the steel used in the World Trade Center up to 2,000 degrees for up to 6 hours before it would even significantly weaken, which completely undermines the claims that steel either weakened or melted because the temperatures never got high enough or endured long enough to bring about either of those effects.
But the media won't focus on the controlled demolition or blowing the buildings up. They only want to focus on the Pentagon.
I don't know quite what it is exactly, Alex.
It's because they believe they can stage it and manipulate the evidence to burn us.
Well, I think that it's very clear they're releasing this pseudo-tape, which doesn't add anything to the record, and then trying to spin it with their classic propagandistic technique.
Well, yeah, you talk about psyops. They say this is going to totally prove it. They show a blur and say conclusive proof, case over, case closed. Let's go ahead and take a call here. Chris in Kentucky, if you're still there, finish up what you wanted to say.
I'm still on. Yeah, I was just mentioning, before I go, let your other callers on. You were talking about how the police are behaving. You know, since 9/11, we've had nothing but secret police pullovers over here. They've been in our public parks, and you're right. We've got to do something now.
Yeah, we can't have secret police on the border, but we can have them all over America.
Absolutely. They can have their tinted windows and watch you, but they don't want to watch the border. And it's incredible.
Because it's part of the Pan-American Union. Thanks for the call. Chris, thank you. Let's talk to James in Maryland. James, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It absolutely was. When I watched it last night, being shoved down your throat is conclusive evidence. And to be honest with you, I looked at it the first time I seen it. I said, I've had this footage in my hands for over a year. It's the exact same footage from the Power Hour video, 9/11 in plain sight, isn't it?
No, sir. 4 years ago, they released another video of another parking lot camera. This is two more parking lot cameras, sir.
Oh, that looks like the exact same vantage point.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Adele in California. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. My name is Adele, and I am a naturalized American citizen. I was born in Morocco. And I'm not calling about 9/11 because if anybody wants to know the truth, they can go to your websites, and there is a lot of material there that proves beyond the shadow of the doubt that it was an inside job. I'm just calling to tell you that after September 11th, two or three days after that, the FBI, they paid me a visit, and because I'm a Muslim American, and they came to my job right in front of everybody, my coworkers, and I was stunned. I didn't know what they were there for. But the first question they asked me, they said, do you know Muhammad? And I just said, that's a very common name, just like John Smith. I have two cousins. Their name is Muhammad. I know at least hundreds of Muhammads around. It's a very, very common name. But the point that I'm trying to make is that I was born in Morocco. It's pure dictatorship. And Americans, they should pay attention because America is turning to dictatorship. I lived in dictatorship, and I'll tell you, all the signs are there. And
you're absolutely right on. I mean, Bush has written his own interpretation of some 750 laws now, which is preempting unto himself the right to pass the laws and interpret the laws, which are the functions of the legislature and the judiciary, respectively. He's supposed to be enforcing the laws. He is creating an environment in which he himself appears to be above the law.
He is announcing that he's a dictator publicly.
It's outrageous, Alex, completely outrageous.
He's following Hitler's path, and I don't just say that for effect. That's what Hitler did.
No, you're absolutely right. You're right on. And where are the principled Republicans who should be opposing him?
Adele, stay there.
I just want to say one more thing.
Stay there. I know. I'm going to hold you over, and then we'll talk to Wes and Georgia and a few others. Final segment with Professor Jim Fetzer. He'll be at both events, the one in Chicago and the one in L.A. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
If you want to learn the truth about 9/11, if you want to be part of incredible one-time events, come to the event coming up in 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Chicago. Learn more,
Scholars for Truth website. Link through and get tickets through their site. They have a big banner. We have links on Infowars.com or come to the big conference I'm putting on. And that's coming up the 24th and 25th in L.A., and Professor Fetzer will be there. Let's jam in some final calls. Adele, finishing up what you wanted to say from California. Go ahead.
Thank you. I just want to say that I agree with the professor. As a Muslim, the last rite that you're supposed to say before you die, you're supposed to bear witness there is only one God and that Muhammad is his prophet if you want to die as a Muslim.
Exactly.
And Allahu Akbar, that is total crap what they said, because you say Allahu Akbar, God is great. Everybody says that. It's not a big deal. But as a Muslim, even in the religion, it encourages you that before you die, you're supposed to bear witness that there is only one God and that Muhammad is his prophet.
Exactly.
Any Muslim all over the world, you can ask them. Anybody will tell you the same.
Look, the recordings are a fake because phones don't work at that altitude. You don't call your mom and say, this is John Smith. Don't you believe me, Mommy? Thanks for the call.
Cockpit voice recorders don't reach into the passenger compartment, and they attributed the wrong last words to the terrorists, so all those counts disregarded. They falsified.
Look, there's literally thousands of points, over 500 smoking guns. I would just add that they did thousands of investigations harassing everyone after 9/11 to make the American people think they were doing something. It was just a huge dragnet by the very people that carried out the attacks. Wes in Georgia, then Mike in New York. Wes, go ahead.
Alex Jones.
Yes.
I really enjoy your video, Rise of the Police State.
Thank you. I think it's my best.
It was terrific. I really enjoyed what you had to say, Professor. I was curious if either of you have ever seen a video on the Internet called Loose Change Part 2.
Oh, yeah. Sir, I carry it on DVD. You can buy it from me.
Really? That'd be great.
Yeah, it's a lot better to not just watch stuff on the web. It's good, but it's better to have a high-quality DVD copy.
I agree.
It's night and day.
Anyways, but... Thank you for all your voices, and it's great to hear.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
I appreciate it. Yeah, Loose Change Second Edition has gone supernova. Makes a lot of other people real jealous in this movement. I love it. I believe a rising tide raises all ships. I'm in this to win and defeat the globalists, not to be a ninnying egomaniac like some people. And Dylan Avery's a great guy, unlike some others. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in New York. You're our tail gunner, Mike. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Listen, I heard that the Pentagon, the wing that was destroyed, housed the Department of Navy Naval Intelligence. And this is a question I have for Mr. Fetzner.
Yes.
As far as the destruction of that wing, do you feel it's possible? Because I understand Naval Intelligence was involved in the investigation of JFK's assassination.
I actually spoke to a woman whose sister was in the Office of Naval Intelligence, and you're absolutely correct. It was the West Wing. It was just under construction.
It was under renovation.
It was perfect
to have workers in there doing things.
Yeah, but they didn't have all the files and the normal personnel, so if it was as if the terrorists wanted to minimize damage to the Pentagon by hitting that particular location, it did include the Office of Naval Intelligence, and I have heard reports that they were zeroing in on major problems in the Pentagon. You know, the day before 9/11, Donald Rumsfeld had told Congress that the Pentagon could not account for $2.3 trillion. Now, his timing was exquisite if he wanted it to be followed by an event that would be likely to obliterate from the memory banks his report of the misallocation of $2.3 trillion.
That is a key point. Now it's over $3.5 trillion missing.
Unreal, Alex. Absolutely unreal. The incompetence of this administration staggers you.
Well, it's stealing the money.
It is, actually.
If I rob a bank, it's not incompetent.
You're right. I agree.
Listen, I appreciate your call, Mike. Thank you. Great callers, great minds out there. We got the best audience anywhere. God bless you. Professor Fetzer, I'm going to be seeing you up in Chicago for that event. I'm also going to be seeing you out at my event, 24th and 25th. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Anytime, Alex. I look forward to it always. You're doing a great job. Keep it up.
You are, too. Take care, my friend. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time. Huge reports. We're going to be breaking about the Judicial Watch interview. The things they said were bombshell. If you missed it in the last hour, we'll have a report up on it tonight at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Please spread our links and information around to everybody and go get Martial Law off the shopping cart. Make copies of it. Get it out to everybody. All right. God bless you all. Another great transmission.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Berkey.